I'm Professor Mark Fielder. I'm Professor of Medical Microbiology at Kingston University.
Could you please tell us a little bit? You call this the largest ever bird flu outbreak. Could you tell us a bit about what this means and how it's affecting us?
Right. What we've got is a situation where avian influenza, which is obviously the bird version of the influenza that infects us normally, is moving around the globe, and it does so periodically. But this outbreak is one that's not seemed to have responded to the seasons very well. It's burgeoned out pretty much this time last year and normally disappears during the summer. But this year, certainly in the UK, didn't disappear in the summer. And it's carried on infecting birds throughout the down season, if you like. And now we're getting back into the winter season. We're having increases in cases popping up more than we would normally expect. I mean, we've already had about 98 cases since October, which is quite dramatic. And this is one of the things that's causing concern, not just here, but around the world, because it's happening in other countries as well. And what's happening is the virus is circulating around the wild bird population and also the domestic bird population, both small keepers and commercial keepers. And that virus is getting fitter and fitter and fitter, which means it's able to infect more birds and cause more damage. And that's what it's doing. And of course, birds aren't privy to the same sort of restrictions and controls that many of us and many animals are restricted to in terms of moving from country to country. So when the birds migrate either north to south or south to north, the virus can go with it. And that's what we're happening. That's what's happening at the moment. So it's a case of trying to understand where the virus is going, how it's moving, what birds it's moving with and on, and how we can prevent the domestic flocks being damaged as much as we can by wild birds that are bringing the virus over. So this has got both an ecological concern and also a commercial concern as well.
Do we know what this could mean for Christmas yet in regards to turkeys and other birds?
Although we do have high numbers of cases in the UK, as does the rest of Europe, we are seeing a relatively low number. Now, that doesn't make sense, I know, but what I'm trying to say is, although the number is higher than we would want it to be and would normally expect, it's actually still on the low side. So we don't have great deals of birds affected. We just have more than we would normally have affected, and that's what's raised the alarm. So I think it's likely for Christmas we won't, and the food chain generally, we won't see much of a change. I think the concern has been raised early and people are starting to react. That's why the UK has gone into a prevention zone across the UK, trying to limit the capability of the virus spreading amongst certainly domestic birds. And they've done that by putting almost a lockdown, if you like, on domestic birds. So they're not allowed to go outside. They're being housed to protect them from coming into contact with other wild birds. And in doing so, it's going to limit the spread of the virus. Limiting the spread of the virus means the health of the flock remains okay, and therefore they can be either have their eggs harvested or be utilised themselves for meat later on in the process. So hopefully minimising the effects on the food supply chain. So I don't see any major concerns there because of lots of the actions that are being taken.
If people see dead birds when they're out walking, what should they do?
Well, the first thing they definitely should not do is touch them. Don't pick them up. Don't come into contact with them. Don't even push them with a foot or something to see if they're moving, because you will then potentially, if it is bird flu, come in contact with the virus, then you can move that virus on to a different location. What you should do is phone the DEFRA helpline, and on the gov.uk website, there is a phone number for you to call and let them know that that there is a dead bird in a given vicinity. And that would be exceptionally helpful, because that will allow the trained teams to go out, pick the birds up, and then ascertain whether or not it is bird flu or dead from another cause. But I think the key thing here is don't touch it. And the reason being is influenza is an infectious virus, and it hasn't yet infected many, people, this particular strain, which is H5N1. What we don't want it to do is come into contact with humans and give it the opportunity to pass from birds into humans. So minimising contact with the birds that are found dead is really important. Having said that, if a bird is found dead in your back garden, then the advice would be to wear gloves and to use a plastic bag to pick the bird up, encase the bird in that plastic bag, then put the bird inside another plastic bag and remove your gloves into that bag and tie the bags up and put them into the waste. I would also recommend phoning the DEFRA helpline as well to inform them that you've had a dead bird. But I think the good advice at the moment is don't come in contact with them. And whether you've, I think it's really important to maintain that thing that we've been doing since COVID is still hand washing. Breaking the cycle of infection here is just as important as it was with COVID. So making sure we wash our hands thoroughly with soap and hot water is a really good thing to do.
Is there any hypothesis yet on why this is happening out of season, as you said?
I think it's basically a case of the virus has had the opportunity to replicate in wild birds, and it's done so in a number of different species of wild birds, and it's picked up a set of genes which has allowed it to become what we call pathologically fit. And what that means is it's capable of infecting a number of different birds, having a negative effect on those birds, and it's picking up different genes from different organisms, from different flu viruses as it moves around. So it's becoming a very resilient virus, and I think that's what's allowed it to persist. And we know that the virus can actually persist in the environment for a good length of time as well. So those two things brought together means that the virus has been able to replicate in the wild. Also, where biosecurity isn't perhaps as good as it could be, perhaps get into some domestic flocks and then spread around dramatically, which it's done. And that's allowed it in this country and in others all around the world to be able to persist in what we might term the off-season. So I think that's where we are at the moment.
You mentioned about wild birds. What about in places like, for example, the Royal Parks, where there are just wild birds roaming around? How should people act around those?
Well, it's the same, really. If you see a bird with symptoms, which could be any number of things, such as drooping of the head and lethargy, not wishing to eat. I mean, that's a difficult one for members of the public to see because you don't know how the bird's behaving normally. But if the bird's looking a bit off colour, keep away from it. I would at the moment advocate that it's probably not a good idea to go near wild birds too much at all, really, purely just to be extra cautious and make sure that you are, if you like, social distancing from the birds, as we've all done through COVID. It's the same principle. It's trying to keep the virus away from us. And also, we don't know where it is in the bird population. It's not absolutely right. Birds are not being dramatically affected in the wild, but we know that birds are being infected in the wild, and we've seen cases all around the country and around the globe where especially waterfowl and also gulls have been very badly affected, as have some seabirds. So we're seeing in some cases in the coast multiple deaths of the birds via influenza. So it's a good idea to probably not interact with them too greatly at the moment.
And finally, is there something that you would expect to see in the future? Are we going to see more out-of-season viruses due to climate change, or is this unrelated?
I don't think it's unrelated, but it's difficult to predict about whether we are going to have more disease events like this. I don't think it is unlikely, but it's a very hard thing to predict because what's happening here is a random event, and it's exceptionally hard to predict a random event occurring. But I don't think we can underestimate the fact that with the change in climate globally, we are likely to see changes in disease patterns for infectious disease of all different types. So it's another good reason why we must be cognizant of the fact that the environment is changing, and we need to minimise our impact in terms of causing that change. So it's another call to arms, if you like, for the awareness and action on climate change to make sure that infectious disease doesn't become a bigger problem than it already is.